This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Joe on the road just got a compliment from another listener who called in. What did he say, Todd? The caller that came in talking about Joe? That we were chatting with before.
The caller is the call of the day, and I only heard a few words.
Your current caller is the call of the day, and I only heard a few words. How about that? I like that. Now they're calling to suggest who ought to be the next Delta One call of the day. Just like Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Thank you for that. We're going to get back to Joe because he was about to go to his third point, and it was on health care, and I thought that most appropriate with Congressman Kramer, who will join us as well. And also, I did not finish getting you what I promised in the way of an answer from the Department of Transportation. We had a caller or an emailer last week talk about they had noticed that the state, they said, had taken, is making little towns take, here's what they said, I'll just read it verbatim. I recently was told that the state is making little towns take down their welcome to our town signs. Wilton had a nice sign on the north end of the town. They had it taken down to paint it, and the mayor was told they needed to remove the sign because of the beautification of North Dakota law. What the heck is more beautiful than small North Dakota towns? I recently read a post by Brad Feldman that sounds like it has some of the same political BS behind it. Will you please check into this? By the way, the state, is now complaining about the sign and the flag that the American Legion put up on the south side of town. Thank you. But we didn't like hearing that, so we sent that exact note over to the DOT. Got a note back from Jamie Olson. Jamie said, the North Dakota Department of Transportation follows federal and state laws regarding the use of signs along highways. There are a number of requirements for signs and various rules that go with each classification. The NDOT is working with the Wilton American Legion Post on the sign requirements. Here is a link that has more information. The brochure on this link is especially helpful and gives a more detailed explanation. All right. A little too much bureaucratic ease for me in that answer, because is the Wilton sign going to go back up or not, is what we're trying to get. So we're still working on this, but there's the answer we got from NDDOT. We're also asking them the other question that came today, why are the rest stops closed, Steele to Fargo? Don't know the answer, checking on it from NDDOT, and we love answering your questions, so get them to us. Okay, so let's get to it for another hour. And Congressman Kevin Kramer is here for another Talk Radio Town Hall that we so much, very much appreciate. His access to you, our listeners, the citizens who ultimately employ him as your one and only United States Congressman, to answer any questions that you might have. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good to be back. I must say I'm intrigued by the topic so far regarding highway signs. When I was tourism director 100 years ago in North Dakota, I used to struggle mightily with the federal signage laws and the North Dakota DOT's enforcement of them. And the thing that frustrated me the most, and I don't mean to open up a can of worms for people, but the thing that frustrated me so much at the time, and I think it sounds like may still, is that when I travel in other states, they don't seem to follow the same rules as we do. So if they're federal rules, for example, if you notice in South Dakota on the interstate, as you drive through South Dakota, there's signs, and on other state highways, signs everywhere, directional signs, the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder at the next exit, all those kinds of sort of tourism-y signs that we don't have in North Dakota, and that the excuse was always, well, it has, you know, the attraction has to be within, you know, certain distance or whatnot. And I think that over the years, and I think back to Bill Jankel when he was governor of South Dakota, and they called him Wild Bill for a reason, he pretty much thumbed his nose at some of those federal regulations. And
well, we should do the same. As the stupidest idea, the founding fathers are spinning in their graves about a lot of things these days, but one of them has to include the idea that the federal government can tell you as a city whether or not you can have a sign and a flag in and out of your town or next to your American Legion. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I really have serious doubts about the enforcement of something like that. So while following the letter of the law might be noble and it's a bureaucrat's dream, the spirit of the law also needs to be considered. And I just have a hard time believing that the spirit of the law is that the American Legion in a small town shouldn't have a welcome sign with a flag.
Say, Rev, when you forward on that request, why don't we should, there's a new DOT director, we should invite him on.
Yeah.
We can maybe talk about philosophies on that and dealing with it. And we'll do our best to get you an answer, Wilton, on exactly what's going on here. I get what Jamie is saying is they're following federal rules.
Right.
I think what we're saying is, you know, why? Why isn't there another way to do this? And why was it okay for the previous X amount of years? They take it down to paint it, now it's not okay. Come on. Anyway, healthcare question from Joe, who was crushing it before you got on with a number of very good points and concerns about the state of healthcare. You had another one before the break, Joe, and I wanted to give Congressman Kramer a chance to address that. So go ahead and lay it on us.
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, I'll give you an example. A family member just had a big surgery performed in Fargo and got his bill, $186,000. But because he was in the network, it was $130,000. And he felt pretty good about that, and I didn't, and I don't. I mean, you got to say, what else in this world do you buy and you don't know how much it costs until after you've spent?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what healthcare is. There's a fairly new, in the last 5 years, solution that's kind of creeping across the nation. It's slow to get into North Dakota. But it's predicated on the fact that all hospitals have to file the grossed-up cost of every service they perform with the federal government. And that's basically how they get reimbursed by Medicare. So that's public information. It's very difficult to extract, but there are some companies that have spent a lot of money on technology to extract it, and they can determine the cost of a service at each hospital. And so this is, they see it, and this is a complicated problem. There's no one solution that's going to fix it all. But really what they do is if you have a large service that needs to be performed, they will search this database, find reputable hospitals in your geographical area, determine who is the most low-cost provider of that service, and then attempt to negotiate with them a cost-plus reimbursement. And they start at cost plus 50%. And many hospitals balk at that and say, well, that's much less than we charge now. And for most of us, we find that pretty appalling because probably any of us would want to be in a business where we can make 50% profit margins, and yet that doesn't seem to be enough for a lot of the hospitals. So I'll leave it at that and let you guys talk about it. But to me, the two solutions are we have to be more accountable for our own behaviors and lifestyles that lead to health conditions, take ourselves seriously, and two, find solutions that have transparency to cost and be willing to make a change and do something different than the normal way of doing it now, which is not working.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. Well said. Congressman Kramer, your response?
Well, thanks, Joe. A couple of things. First of all, well, there's a whole bunch of things. And first of all, with regard to price transparency, I believe that ought to be the first or next bill that we take up in healthcare. And Joe's exactly right. Why in the world? Can you imagine going to buy a car, and then the car dealer says, I'll let you know how much it costs after you drive it off the lot? I mean, the notion is so ridiculous, but what happens is the healthcare profession, and we love them, we need them, we want them to be the best in the world, but they're not entitled to whatever they ask for, and so we need price transparency. And now I have to always preface and remind North Dakotans that we do have a lot of hospitals where there is no competition, and where access is to one hospital is the greatest blessing in the world. And we need to make sure, and by the way, they're not operating on 50% margins. They're operating on 0.5% margins in some cases, and might even be less than that in some cases. So we always need to understand that as part of the formula. But price transparency is a major one. There's another one. I've had a bill now. This is the second year but I think we're going to actually get this done administratively. Do you know that Obamacare created a loophole that allows companies and states, entire states, and the vast majority of states have utilized this loophole, that this allows a third-party payer, so like if your church or your synagogue, your foundation wanted to, if you came on hard times and you had a pre-existing condition and the costs were getting too much, and they wanted to come and pay your premium for a month or two or pay your out-of-pocket expenses, they can prohibit that. Now, why do they do that? Well, they do that because the Obamacare exchanges and the insurance companies want to kick you off when you get to that situation because you cost them a lot of money. They literally have allowed that. That's, Obamacare. And they tell us they want to cover pre-existing conditions.
And by the way, I hope folks remember that vote last week, every Democrat, thumbs down. John McCain, thumbs down. That's what they were voting for. That's what remains. So yeah. Keep that in mind. More when we continue on What's on Your Mind after a short break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. Find out more about all the good things they're doing at energyofnorthdakota.com. And I talk about them a lot because I appreciate what they're doing. Not only in the careers and the jobs of the technology side and the just look into the future. I mean, we all want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? Look at our smartphones. No petroleum products, no smartphones. You know, we want jobs and careers for generations. We need American energy production, but we also need to protect our land and the wildlife for generations. And all of the advanced technologies deployed by the oil and gas producers make all of that happen. So visit energyofnorthdakota.com, find out more. Congressman Kevin Cramer, more of our talk radio town hall today on the program. We had a call earlier, and this kind of goes to the price transparency issue. And it led to a discussion on HSAs, but somebody told me the story that I shared with the audience that I won't go through it in great detail because folks heard it last hour. But basically, a person needed a colonoscopy. Their plan was not grandfathered, so they didn't, have the ability to have one at 50, and so they had to go buy one themselves and start doing some shopping and found out, Sanford was $2,700, Ultra was $2,600, and a independent doctor who we tracked down, by the way, for some folks have been calling saying, give me that number, Dr. Ari Tahari, a gastroenterologist in Fargo, charges, I called, the number I heard was $700, but it's actually $799. On average, about $9.99, depending on how many biopsies you need. There's something wrong with that. The very same procedure is $2,700 at Sanford Health and $700 by an independent doctor in Fargo, who I would think would have less patients to spread that cost across. So what's going on there?
Well, there are probably a lot of other demands on a hospital like Sanford and other costs, and we get that. Everybody gets that. But I will tell you, Scott, I've seen the same example in other disciplines, and this is something for people to watch. In the area of orthopedic surgery, for example, you'll notice that there have been and are a number of independent orthopedic surgery centers, and there are other disciplines as well, but I'm going to use that as an example. Some of them are like right across the street from a hospital. The disparity in price is so dramatic, it's hard to believe, and yet you see Obamacare is driving people to the larger hospital. And again, it just violates common sense. It violates the principle of free markets. It violates people's freedom. But price transparency would help solve a lot of that. Now, there are other things that go on. There are other services provided in the hospital that may not be provided at some of these outpatient, for example, surgery centers and whatnot. But you should be able to make that choice. And your insurance company ought to be able to help you make that choice. But if everything's subsidized, Scott, there is a reason that higher education's inflation is much greater than the private sector. There's a reason that highway construction and government contracts and DOD contractors have a higher rate of inflation. There's a reason that healthcare has a higher rate of inflation than the CPI, and it's because it's other people's money. That's the basic principle of other people's money and lack of transparency. So these are principles we have to put back into place if we're going to ever get a handle on this. You talked about health savings accounts. I think that's the next bill that we have to bring up. Well, health savings accounts were expanded both under the Republican House bill that passed, I want to stress that, passed the House of Representatives. And it was also in the skinny Senate bill where the bar was so low, anybody could get over it, and somehow still, 51 senators couldn't find their way over it. Aim low, and usually you can hit it. But anyway, but health savings accounts ought to be the next issue that we bring up, because who could be against expanding health savings accounts? The beauty of health savings accounts with price transparency is you as a private consumer can purchase whatever you want with your own money, and you have a natural incentive to be healthy as opposed to an incentive, or no incentive to be healthy. When insurance only pays out when you're sick, obviously, there's no benefit to staying well other than being well and feeling well. That should be incentive enough. But there's no economic incentive like spending your own money.
All right, let's go next to Jim in Detroit Lakes for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Thanks for holding. Jim, what's your question?
A couple points, please. Congressman Cramer, I wish you were my congressperson over here in the Southern District of Minnesota.
Don't get him in too much trouble because he's going to be with Congressman Peterson tomorrow now, and he won't want to,
I'm going to be with most of the Minnesota delegation.
That's his problem. That's not mine. It'd be nice if you got Congressperson Peterson on once in a while. I listen to your program quite regularly. I've never heard him.
He's not a big fan of talk radio, but he will come on. Collins a pretty good guy, but we'll invite him on again. Sure.
On the HSAs, I lost mine at age 65. I could no longer contribute to an HSA. I don't know. You know, at 65 is when you need stuff like that, and now I can no longer put my money into an HSA. And one more point, please. As far as paying for a service or getting a service before you know what it costs, I remember Nancy Pelosi, she said you have to pass this bill to find out what's in it. So what's the difference of getting a service you don't know what it's cost or passing a bill you don't know what's in it? And I'll just turn off and listen on the radio. Congressman, you're doing a great job over there in North Dakota, and we hope the Senate race, we're watching that, and we'll be contributing to whoever runs against your incumbent senator over there. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it'd be hard to improve on what he just said. You know, he said it beautifully.
Ben in Billings County for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman, I have another question for you. I guess I read your response to President Trump's transgender ruling or his tweet that he came out. And I guess I just had a comment. It sounded like you were not against transgender people being in the military. As an elite group of people, as the military, we're not talking about equal rights. I mean, they get discriminated against even if they're overly fat. But if you got a person that feels like they should really only have one arm instead of two, or a person that feels like they should have three arms instead of two, I mean, I think that's definitely something we should discriminate against while being in the military, don't you?
Well, so here's to restate my position on it. The first thing that always bothers me about these topics is that I never cease to be amazed at people who have chosen to be a different gender or who are, you know, have a different sexual preference than I have, thinking I'm supposed to be interested in it. That's my fundamental position, is I don't care about your desires and how you have sex, and I'm always surprised anyone thinks I should, which tells me it's more of a cause than anything oftentimes. With regard to transgender, my main point there was, my objection wasn't so much to his position as to his tweet. He has a process for going through this. He's got his generals and his advisors going through a 6-month process of review, and let's remember that at the end of the day, our military is for two things: to prevent people from being killed and to kill people.
Right.
And if you can't do those two things, I don't care what you are, you shouldn't be in the military. And you're right, it's not a social experiment. My bigger concern is the liberals really want us to be able to pay for some of this. They want our military to be a social experiment. And
We're going to have to finish this on the other side of the break. Don and Minot waiting too. Frank and others, stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind. Henry, too.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, county, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
From Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy today. Pucklish Chevrolet Buick GMC's in Valley City, of course. Pucklish is also in Bismarck, as you know. Your chance to hear about, take advantage of one of the sharpest sets of wheels on the Northern Plains. I love this. And here, they always give us a vehicle that is just has the bells and whistles and really good deal and low mileage. They've outdone themselves today. This is a 2014, okay, so a couple of years old, GMC Acadia Denali. Black metallic color, chrome trim. It is sharp. Cool features like heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, Can I emphasize that?
Power liftgate. That's a must to have in North Dakota, by the way.
Oh my. Todd's had those Acadias. He knows about this. But this is the Denali version. Room for seven, all-wheel drive. Guess what? 26,000 miles. That's like you drove it off a lot. And right now today, 33.9. 32,950. They're going to drop the price a grand just because if you go in there and tell them, hey, Hannon told me about it, Todd told me about it, it's mine, I want it. Hop online, check it out, PucklishValleyCity.com, see it for yourself, mint condition. And by the way, the one-owner vehicles, the low-mileage vehicles, that's the norm at Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, 721 West Main in Valley City with this fine one. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ben in Billings County was just getting the rest of your answer, so I'll let you finish before we bid him adieu and go to the next call.
Kevin, I guess one of my point of view, I guess, on it is that, we have, if this is the case, we do have people that are in our military that are just mentally unstable.
Right.
I mean, if somebody's mentally unstable, I for sure don't want them representing us overseas as a moral Christian nation, and these people, a lot of transgender people's, the suicide rate is just incredible, especially the ones that have had surgeries. So if we have people in our military that are adding body parts or taking away body parts, this is a mental issue, and I just feel they have no use for them in our military, whether they can kill or not.
Sure. So getting back to again my fundamental point, the reason, and I'm not evading the obvious, but I think it under the standard, the basic standards of mental fitness, physical fitness, all of those things. That should be the standard. And to you can make the argument that, if you're not satisfied with your gender and you want to change it, regardless of, regarding how you feel on a given day, that's all part of, that would all be part of this formula, and the, it's the outcome that most interests me. And I always think we're better off just arguing it on that basis. And you and I might have different.
Is there not also a financial consideration here of, okay, your member? Yeah, because, I mean, I've heard the numbers of 6,000 that would be in some, some part of the process of the transgender that would be in the military. And if you take the average cost, from that, process and procedure and the surgeries and everything else, and take that across 6,000 military, you can either do an aircraft carrier or you can say, well, we'll allow this to continue. I think I'll take the aircraft carrier.
Clearly. And here's the other thing, Scott. When you have surgery, and this is a surgery that takes a long time to recover from, it's a surgery that requires lots of medication, you make yourself unable to be deployed. Not because you're transgender, but because of the obvious physical and mental issues that surround this. And so for the military to start doing that sort of thing and allowing it and not even paying for it, you're basically creating a military that's unfit because you literally cannot be deployed. If you can't be deployed, you can't protect the country. You can't kill. And so that's what I'm saying. But I think the standard should never be changed. If you meet that standard, it's one thing. If you don't meet it, it's another thing. But what I worry about is this whole new world of discrimination. Don't make it about that. Make it about the physical and mental capacity of serving. And that's why my concern was more that, tweeting out a policy, or at least a position by the president becomes a policy, so to speak. And there's already a process for determining all that. And the other thing is I'm just tired of people with this cause thinking I'm supposed to carry their burden.
Well, it's really sad because it's an identity politics thing, and it is much more about a game of gotcha and saying you're a hater and all the games they play in that lobby than it is about, okay, what's the situation? How do we solve it? Look.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Kevin Cramer and Scott Hannon don't love people any less because they've chosen this path, but that doesn't mean you say, okay, just do what you want, no matter the cost of the taxpayer, no matter the impact on our national security. Hello. This is just common sense, but
some of that is gone
these days. Let's go up to Minot. Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Congressman, I want to change the subject just a little bit here. I just wanted a quick answer. Are you, by chance, going to sign up for this, the gentleman from Texas that brought up the e-log to delay it for two more years?
Yeah, I'm already a co-sponsor of it, yeah.
You are, sir. Well, they were giving out names, and everybody was saying that you didn't sign up for it. And I'm going, I can't believe it. So I'd ask you.
No, I'm a co-sponsor. In fact, it's funny you bring that up because I've gotten lots of sort of feedback from people already, and largely, organizations and trucking companies and whatnot that have expressed their appreciation. But yeah, that's an easy one. This is one we've been trying to get done administratively for a long time.
Do you think in the end it'll be nullified, that we won't have to have the e-logs?
I don't know, but that's what we're working toward, that for sure.
Okay.
I don't know. If the question is, what's the likelihood of passage? I can always state a lot of confidence in what we can do in the House of Representatives. The Senate, I read a Hill story yesterday. This is changing a little bit, but I read a Hill story yesterday where the Senate couldn't take up health care this week because they're going to try and confirm a labor advisory board person and one judicial nominee. So they're going to try to confirm two nominees this week in the United States Senate, so they couldn't take up other legislation. So that's why I'm always careful to say we can get things done in the House.
Not sure about the Senate. Yeah. Okay, sir. Well, that's all I wanted to ask.
I'm pushing for it. I'm with you 100% on this issue.
I'm with you too. So,
Thank you.
You want to go to the Senate? I'm going to be right behind you.
I don't know. No. I can't take that many naps in a day. I get tired.
See you guys later.
What do you really think about the U.S. Senate?
Really, Scott? Nominations they want to confirm this week. This is right out of the leader's mouth. This is why they couldn't take up another issue. Last week, the House passed 4 appropriations, put sanctions on Russia, North Korea and Iran, and we reauthorized the intelligence services of the United States of America in 1 week, and they're going to hopefully confirm two nominees this week. So,
I hear you.
You know, what can I tell you? I'm not making it up.
I want to ask you about something that is in the news today. It's just breaking, and we actually had a listener say, "Hey, tell me what this means. What the heck's what the heck is going on?" And when I first heard it, I thought, "Oh, you know, they're talking about North Korea," but
yeah.
They actually were raising the issue of China and some missile tests, which is in the news and actually has happened. And the listener just said, "You know, here's what it says: Hi, Scott, longtime listener. Can you explain what Fox News breaking news is all about this morning with China? I don't understand it. With the missiles testing last night, can you explain that on your show today?" So I'm giving it to you to explain.
So there's a couple of things. So I don't know a lot about it myself, Scott, but I know that, for example, yesterday is August 1st is China's Army Day celebration. So they make a big deal of boasting about their army. At the same time, I assume that these missile tests were designed to coincide with this sort of pride, expression of pride of their military. The specifics, as I understand it, is that they're missiles that were tested aimed at mock targets that they're designed to look like are what's called our THAAD missile batteries. Some Air Force F-2 stealth fighter jets. So that they're clearly making a statement, that they want to get prepared for, possible U.S. action, probably in North Korea. Now, the interesting thing about this to me is, of course, we were always hoping that China would help us solve the North Korean issue. Obviously, they're not, and Donald Trump came to that conclusion pretty quickly and tweeted that they've been a disappointment. So I just think they're all, the Pacific is getting very unstable thanks to North Korea. Obviously, China's an ally of North Korea, is not of the United States. But at the same time, we want to give this appropriate concern. And I'm sure that the United States government is doing exactly that. But it's a little bit unnerving. But we've seen Russia and China challenge us in flying close to our aircraft, flying close to our naval vessels. China, of course, building these islands out in the middle of the South China Sea in violation of space. So there's a lot of saber rattling going on, and we want to avoid the saber rattling becoming a conflict for sure.
I promised a listener earlier in the program that I would address this issue that came up. He was frustrated with that Senator Hoeven had not taken a stronger stance against the subsidies. As there's a story out this week says X amount of subsidies and costs go to members of Congress. Let's yank them, and then maybe they'll really get down to fixing Obamacare. And Senator Hoeven said he wasn't part of any subsidy, but didn't say what he thought about yanking the subsidies. How about you?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I think every Republican, and I think because there's always possibly one or two that aren't doing this, but we all voluntarily are on an exchange. I'm on the D.C. exchange. And to be very, very clear, because I want this to be clear to people, what Senator Hoeven's saying about himself is that I believe he is on the North Dakota exchange. So he receives, and it's subsidy, I don't know, he receives no employer contribution to his premium. When I got to Congress, I was my premiums were like $300 and some a month. They're now $1,200 a month because I'm on Obamacare. But the Democrats did create a carve out. When we passed, and some of the bills we've passed in the past, we exempted Congress from any of that. It was President Obama and the Office of Personnel Management that continued to provide the employer contribution portion, even if you went on Obamacare. So that's what they're talking about. But that, most of that money are congressional staffers, the federal employees.
Not the actual members of Congress. Got it. Hold tight. Yeah. More coming up after a break. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind Today, our final segment after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood, NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned, by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. Petroserve USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. Petroserve USA giving away $50,000 in Petroserve giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose Petroserve USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. Two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day. Four items, $4. From Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Achmet and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing teen driving restrictions for parents to consider.
One of the things you can do is limit the number of passengers that you allow to ride with your teen driver. Or if they're riding in a vehicle with somebody else, you can limit how many people they can be riding with as well. A single passenger in a vehicle with a teen driver increases their crash risk by 44%. And so that's something really important for parents to consider. And the other thing is you can look at nighttime driving restrictions. 16% of teen driving fatalities happen between 9 p.m. and midnight. And so when you're talking to them about the rules of them having that driver's license and being allowed to drive your vehicle, you can limit that nighttime driving during those hours.
For more tips on protecting your teen driver, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for a great opportunity with a great company. It's a Minnesota company. Been around a long time. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have service centers in Kildare and Williston. I'm talking about Polar Service Center. You want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization. This is an opportunity for you. If you know someone that's a certified welder, sandblaster, a wash rack, diesel mechanic, they have jobs available now in Kildare and in Williston at their locations there. They train you and pay up to $32 an hour. Call Maria, 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We continue. Lots of questions and comments to get to here this morning, so let me go next to Philip in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mr. Cramer, I spoke with you on the same program a couple of weeks ago about the CBRS, and since that time, I was kind of wondering what your thoughts are on T-Mobile trying to monopolize that spectrum band and basically change the rules of the game midstream after the industry has invested hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in that spectrum band to allow small operators like ourselves to give customers connectivity where they don't have it and competition to some of the large wireline carriers.
Okay, good question, Phil. And Congressman Kramer, full bank of calls, so quickest answer as possible.
Well, I'd have to get more into the technical side of it to understand it better, but I think the whole point of this is to not have monopolies, but to provide competition. In rural areas, it may be, maybe it makes more sense where you want to get at least one ISP involved, but in places like Bismarck, it seems to me that we want more competition, not less competition. But that's just my fundamental principle, and I could go off on my white space TV, white space spectrum idea that I think would be perfect for a corp company like yours to take advantage of if we can get that spectrum available for fixed wireless.
All right, and Phil, I'd encourage you to call Congressman Kramer's office, and sounds like you got...
We do have, I think, Phil's information.
He okay from the last call that he mentioned? Yep. Got it. Yep. Okay, sounds good. This is a response to your concern about hospitals, I guess, on the previous commentary. We were talking about Obamacare and the reforms. Texter says, what other business is expected to provide excellent service to anyone who walks through the door, regardless if they could pay? The last I heard, Medicare reimburses hospitals at 20 cents on the dollar of cost. Hospitals are hurting. Regulations are very high. Get back to market forces on health care for the safety net, but get out of trying to manage care for everyone, veterans, Medicare, et cetera. Improve those first.
Well, I mean, I think that's it's a perfect point, which is why those enthusiasts who, some of my town halls and that love Bernie Sanders that want a single-payer system, I really caution those service providers who've been all gung-ho for killing any Republican ideas to remind them the reason people want a single payer is so that government, the single payer, can say to you, we're not going to pay you this much for that surgery. We're not going to pay you this much for that. I mean, you will literally shut down many, if not every, rural hospital. So there's only a couple in large areas. So the person's exactly right. But there has to be an incentive. Listen, what industry also has a mandate that they have to, that every person in America has to buy their product? And now I'm talking about the insurance industry, of course. But the newest things out of Wisconsin, news out of Wisconsin is I don't remember which insurance company they have left in Wisconsin. They're down to, I think, one. Their increase next year is 40% for their premiums. So we have to get a handle on the cost side as well as the policy side.
Frank in Northwest Minnesota for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
You didn't take my advice. I told you to call it the RR ACA, really, really Affordable Care Act.
Yes. I'm sorry.
And my friends at the post office, they paid in over $50 million for the next 75 years. And that really made the post office in bad shape. So a lot of them have the 2 or 6 hour offices. And now that you put all the money in a general fund and you spent it, now what?
I'm sorry, I wasn't following that. I was trying to follow it, but I was missing it.
Okay, so he's saying basically Obamacare has cost the post office so much that they have to do poor service now.
Yeah,
the post office had to pay in for retirees like $60 million, but it all goes into the general fund and it gets spent. So then what happens?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, now with regard to trust funds and general funds, all of that, I'm in complete agreement. In fact, I noticed that there was an interesting piece this week that Rob Port wrote on even on the gas tax and the highway trust fund. You're seeing more and more, again, let me get back to this, the issue of transparency. I think transparency goes to this issue as well. I think the government needs to be more transparent about its money, how it's collected, where it goes. And people have a better understanding of the discretionary side of the budget, the mandatory side of the budget, trust funds. The Social Security Trust Fund is you know, obviously the best example of trust funds being robbed.
Good question, Frank. Sorry we're out of time, but appreciate that very much. It's the swamp. It's how the swamp operates.
That's right. It's how they love confusion because then only a few people understand it.
Lack of transparency, all these funds, hard to figure, follow, the whole thing. If you didn't get enough of Congressman Kramer, and sorry we didn't get to everybody, watch us tonight on Point of View. You'll be my guest, as I said, in for Chris Bergdon on Point of View, West Dakota Fox, and KXJB. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll do it again next week, folks. And get a full report on the Farm Bill discussions going on in Minnesota tomorrow in that event. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut, but how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body, but not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey, one that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.